and then I'll hand it off to the other chairs. And we hope to just kind of read our way through the document. And then at the end, there'll be a little bit of time if there's anything you want us to clarify. Some other folks have come in graciously to spend time here if they can flesh out anything that you want a little more detail on. Obviously, after 3 or 4 months of discussion, we can't put all the details in the report, nor would you want all the details. But we have tried to hit the high points, mostly. So I'm just going to start. The information that follows represents the combined ideas, as of today, of the various areas within the Performance Studies Department, those being brass, woodwinds, strings, guitar, percussion, voice, keyboard, sound recording technology, jazz, and the ensemble area. There has been no attempt at this time to identify ideas that might be adopted by the whole department, or ideas that might be adopted by a single area, or indeed a single person. We are simply reporting a compilation of those ideas. The next steps will be to identify ideas that might benefit all the areas, and also to work through ideas that might be in direct conflict. So doing this little exercise has actually helped us identify those areas that we have conflict and those areas where we have agreement. We will also be considering ideas we hear about from the other two departments when you visit us, Music Education and Theory History Comm. The Performance Studies Department is home to 3 degree programs, the major in performance, the SRT, and Jazz Studies. 2 other programs have strong ties, the BMO and the combined 4.5. For our purposes at this time, we are reviewing the Performance, SRT, and Jazz Studies degrees. In a second stage, we will study how any changes we adopt might be applied to or appropriate for the other degrees, the BMO and the 4.5. As we review the performance area degrees, we are particularly mindful of 2 things. First, answering the question, what sets the performance major apart? And how is it unique and distinct from the other degrees? And second, does the performance major prepare the student for a life in music, not only in the next few years, but for many years to come? And how does it prepare the students to pass the torch, the musical torch, on to the next generation? So as we gathered the ideas from various areas, from single people, they sort of started to fall into about 6 different categories, and those are private lessons, pedagogy, ensemble experience, an idea for performance seminars, the core, which is the theory history comp area, theory history, and then a kind of a catch-all of ideas for deletions or additions or substitutions for current course requirements. So our first category that we're going to go over is private lessons. I'm going to turn it over to Diane.
Okay. Well, per NASM requirements, we have decided that lessons normally will occur throughout the duration of the student's study here. In terms of crediting those lessons, there are different ideas floating around. In some areas, they'd like to reduce the amount of credits for the private lessons, and then adding those credits or taking those credits and giving them to areas that they feel needed to be beefing up. So, for instance, in the voice area, movement, acting, those kinds of things, vocal coaching, those are just all things that enhance the private lesson, so they can see being a little more flexible. In the guitar area as well, possibly lowering the number of credits for the lessons from 4 to maybe 2 or 3, it wasn't really set there. Other reasons for maybe having more flexibility in terms of credits is to allow students, as we kind of do now, but to study other types of instruction for their instruments. So they could go for jazz or contemporary improvisation, that kind of angle to their study. Some areas feel very strongly that they want to keep the credits as they are, and that they're beneficial for the amount of time that the student needs to be at the instrument. We also, in the performance area, remain open-minded about the possibility of reducing the hour lesson to maybe a half an hour lesson for those students or some students in the performance performance area. SRT, for instance, is a biggie. When in their junior and senior years, they're really tied up in their major projects, and it just eats up a ton of time. So that might be a possibility. We don't want to do this without maybe allowing a four-year cycle to go through, because we just started our lessons. So we don't really understand the impact or appreciate the impact. So that one is something that we have to at least be aware of, that we have to let that cycle complete. I believe it's mostly in the voice area that they're continuing to evaluate the possibility of offering at least some hour lessons to musical theater students. I don't know if that's in the upper years or or it's just floating around. It's an idea that they want to explore. I think that's everything in the lesson here. So.
Lots of ideas floated around about pet rep and how we work that. And it is entirely possible, of course, that other areas may deal with this area in different ways. And it doesn't have to be one size fits all. That's one of the nice things about this area. There are a variety of options about whether the pet rep classes should be credit bearing or not. And again, it could be that we'll end up with some credit bearing, some not. All agree that the rep classes should continue. I think that's pretty unanimous across the board. Some people suggested rep classes should be detached from the pedagogy experience. And pedagogy courses should be required or offered for major instruments. And by doing that, you might create a pair of block courses, for example, in which one block would be suitable for both the performance major and the senior music education major in the student teaching semester. And the other block could cover content more applicable to just the performance major. It could incorporate pedagogy into performance seminars, which we'll talk about here a little bit lower. As far as the ensemble experience, again, here we have a lot of ideas about the ensemble experience. And to a certain degree, a lot of this is not going to be, we're not going to be able to really move one way or the other until we solve the major-minor issue, the small-large issue. That's still out there. And even overarching that, just what size are we going to be as a school? So there's bigger issues that could definitely influence this for where we are now. Under the ensemble experience, some suggested that leaving the major ensemble requirement as is. Flexibility within current structure could include various smaller group experiences within the context of the larger groups. And sometimes I think, even though we've mentioned the choral model here, it also happens in band, and we all know this. We've seen concert band, and they come in and they do a smaller piece with not all of the people playing. So it really kind of exists anyway, in a way. Some suggest ideas for flexibility, allow chamber music to sub for some of the large ensemble experiences. Allow studio teachers, in consultation with the students, more input in designing the ideal ensemble experience for their students. Mixing and matching to provide the best experience for the student. Allow conducted and non-conducted experiences rather than saying chamber or non-chamber. Some areas ask for a more robust chamber experience. Include organizing chamber groups around various musical styles, early music, Latin, Roman music, etc. So those are some of the ideas being floated around about that.
A couple things I want to add to that. Where it says faculty exchange opportunities during the rep class, at least one faculty member thought it would be a great idea, again, to, I don't know, string faculty person visit, you know, a woodwind or piano rep class. In this case, it was guitar. And it could be that that was even opened up to the THC folks and coming into rep class. I think it's been done before to highlight theoretical parts of it, but for them to also come in. So I think at least some of the faculty are open to exploring more of that. I know it takes place on a one-by-one kind of arrangement, I guess. I think it's good to let you know that with the ensemble experience, The conductors, at least one conductor has expressed some concern about this. I mean, you can imagine trying to plan a concert season and repertoire if, you know, students are going to slip in and out. So there are going to be challenges here if, as we look at this as a possibility. The next thing that we wanted to share with you are the performance seminars. This is an idea that came up from the curriculum think tank from this past summer. It's an idea that we thought, for those of us that were on that think tank, could set apart, again, the performance degree, and that the performance seminars focus on items and aspects of whatever performance major would need. So we need to share with you at this point that there is not universal adoption or agreement that maybe we should move in that direction. And at this point, it seems the voice and keyboard and to a certain point, guitar was open to exploring this. Of those areas that support, you know, the adoption maybe of performance seminars, topics that could be included in that were career planning, and therefore there was a recommendation and a feeling that maybe we could take career orientation and that would be put into a performance seminar. That could be a block long, it could be a hardcore few weeks. We don't know what they might look like, but it could be incorporated into that. Other topics that might be helpful to incorporate into this, and I think this first one, entrepreneurial skills, is universally felt to be absolutely crucial. So that students know how to use social media, every type of thing to market themselves, to be able to record themselves, to be able to produce their own music and recorded music so that they can share that in a variety of ways. Certainly website design more specifically to each area or each instrument. Certainly we are looking at some specific things like in the keyboard area, piano technology, but another one that I think is adopted maybe by all areas is audience skills, how to relate to audiences, it's already touched upon in a number of areas actually, it will be maybe more incorporated once we include the capstone experience next year. But the reaching out class is certainly something that could be included in a performance seminar. A focus on other styles for our classically more oriented performance majors, jazz, contemporary, you can see here, Latin, world music, etc. To incorporate master classes within this performance seminar. And those master classes could be anything from what we normally do now to people who have been here that talk about stage anxiety and anything that might cover the whole gamut of performance majors. Movement workshops were more in the vocal area, but I can see that being very helpful in other areas as well. Recital programming, discussing and working on alternative performance experiences, certainly mindful and healthy practice approaches, audition techniques, collaboration techniques that go beyond the classes that are already offered. This is where pedagogy for certain instruments could be put into a performance seminar, and certainly library orientation and resources, and that the ability to know how to research and find things there. So, I think I'll pass it back to Hal.
Or you Debbie. I was nominated to do the TAC. So, all right. So, there's a lot of interest in restructuring the core. Not that we would restructure it, of course, but so that there is some room for flexibility of offerings and elective choices. So here are some suggestions that were thrown out there. Most suggest the same number of credits, but fewer credits in the required core. For instance, 6 credits of required music history and 3 credits of elective music history instead of 9 credits all required music history. So kind of just a little more flexible, not less in total credits, but just some of it being flexible or more designer oriented, I guess. Another idea was to condense the or it just said that if the, there's a strong opinion that if the core is condensed, that it's into, say, the first 2 years, that it shouldn't increase the study or the workload in the first 2 years. In specific areas, they're very, they feel like they need the time with their students to establish certain fundamental skills in those two areas, so they wouldn't want to lose any of that time. Ideas for it that are special topics include things like opera history, lit courses, or one fretboard harmony idea. You can guess where that came from. And then courses that integrate instruments in hand with oral and analytical skills. There was interest in that as well. And then if the THC core remains the same, there's interest in allowing substitutions for some of the traditional sequence with jazz theory courses, or trying to figure out how to do that so that students, if they're trying to do like a jazz concentration or something, they wouldn't have to just double up on everything. So anyway, that was the ideas that came from that area.
I want to follow up on the instruments in hand. I think there are some areas that strongly feel that the core, I would say theory and history, if that can be related to the particular instrument that the students are focusing on, and to have it more integrated that way, and in developing their ears and their analytical prowess, to have that instrument there and some way integrated more into the class. I realize that several of you bring in instruments and students perform and all of that. So I think we want to see even more of that in some areas. The other thing that's not represented here is there was an idea from at least one faculty that they would propose there be the teaching of the keyboard skills, the aural skills, all together in one integrated class, so that they're not just doled out separately, that everything relates and they can really truly see that. So I wanted to make sure
Can I point also that overriding all of these discussions and suggestions, there was universal appreciation for how strong our THC core is here by everyone. So nobody has in mind that we want to make it weaker in any way. It's just a matter of making it more flexible so that it can be useful to more people. And I think that's the fundamental reasoning behind everybody's making suggestions about it. So I think it's important to point that out.
So
right.
As we look through all of this, we realize that there might be some deletions in the curriculum that possibly could take place, or substitutions, but also additions. So deletions might be career orientation. There's, again, from certain areas feel like that could be well incorporated into the performance seminars, and maybe be even more applicable because it would be maybe focused on just keyboardists or just vocalists, possibly. There be additions, or I should say, deletions in theory or history, I should say, maybe in credits that are required, and again, allowing more elective choices that could still be possibly in theory and history, or could be other areas such as jazz or world music or whatever. There was at least one voice that said to consider taking or not such an emphasis on early music, so that if there were 6 credits of music history required, you could still incorporate more of the contemporary music that is continuing to grow by leaps and bounds every day. So those would be the deletions. Additions would be performance seminars, and we don't know if that would be adopted by all the performance areas or some. Pedagogy, again, for the major instruments that we have that don't already have pedagogy courses. Conducting, and this specifically, I think, came from woodwind performance. They felt strongly that those students should have conducting chops to a certain point. The business aspect is all tied in with the entrepreneurial skills that these students need, and is the gamut. The technology courses, again, to be much more specifically focused on what a guitar performance major needs to really, and how to use that technology. technology. So, social media, being able to create their own web design, being able to record themselves, that was a biggie, I think, across at least a couple areas. The ability to actually do that and to produce something so that their music could be shared through any means possible that's out there. The restructuring of the chamber music experience, and that's certainly we are thinking of beefing it up, hopefully maybe giving it more credit, that's down the road to determine. Integrating it with the, at least from the string side, with the orchestra curriculum and scheduling, but maybe even adding more chamber music to the performance aspect, depending on, again, on the specific areas. In the keyboard area only, we want to see more functional skills developed, and certainly sight reading seems to be a very low bar right now. So we want to actually consider adding more of the keyboard skills area for our majors, and to also address literature and pedagogy there. Voice, again, wants to add more diction and movement courses. There's been a lot of good ideas about designing some flexible tracks. You could call it emphasis tracks, focus, whatever it is, but possibly a jazz leading towards for the SRT folks, or again, a classically oriented student having the opportunity, as we do now with a jazz concentration, but a contemporary performance jazz. I don't know if the voice areas are thinking of commercial music, things like this. Certainly, we are looking in the keyboard area of having a pedagogy emphasis track. The other aspect of things that we were thinking of adding is maybe a performance emphasis track, which we might call a performance certificate for those students that are in music education. And we realize we're focusing on the performance degree, but to allow a music ed person to have that emphasis might be something. And then there are some areas who believe that there should be a requirement for the music ed majors to have a performance experience, whatever that is. It doesn't have to necessarily be a recital, it could be something else. So that's part of our plan. We put in here the five-year dual option for the dual degree because there's been enough talk in the performance area about the challenges of the 4.5. So again, we're not looking at that degree specifically, but we wanted to acknowledge that there was enough move towards we seriously have to look at this and see if it's a viable option anymore. Design more meaningful block courses for the seniors, especially student teachers who sometimes are really looking for things on the other side of their semester when they're not teaching. And I guess the last one up there, again, relates to what I just spoke about. Some areas we'd like to see a more flexible approach to, but still some type of performance requirement for the music ed students here to be able to go out and you know, demonstrate on their own instrument real musicality.
So the summary is, as stated in the introduction, the Performance Studies Department wishes to continue to explore ways to distinguish the performance major. We wish to be creative and forward-thinking without compromising the things we do well. We are interested in discovering if the Jazz Studies and SRT majors can quite possibly lead the way into the future through their emphasis on creativity and professional applications. We respect and support the work of our colleagues in the other departments, theory, history, comp, and music education, and we look forward to hearing your ideas and collaborating with you to design degree programs that uphold our mission and values.
I want to, since four other folks came and joined us, if you want to add any more specifics that we didn't touch upon that you feel should be shared.
Not really, although I think, you know, there was a large emphasis on building flexibility into what we do because what the string students and the voice students need is different from the woodwind. So this makes it complicated because we're not going to, I think someone said, we're not going to get a one-size-fits-all. So, you know, any type of flexibility that we can work in with the different areas, I think would be useful. And I mean, frankly, what all of us are doing, you know, I have 16 students, so I design 16 courses with 16 curriculums every semester. And, you know, we're trying to give our students the very best experience they possibly can have, and that means different things for different people, which makes this very complicated for us. So we'd appreciate any ideas about how we can get flexibility incorporated into our degrees so that, you know, the various students from the different areas can get what they need. I mean, obviously, the woodwind students aren't going to need diction, so your students do, and the string students need some different things than from what woodwinds need. So.
It's on the performance studies site, and then Debbie Rifkin is going to put all of these reports up on the on her site. So I think that's Music School of Music. One of the Sakai sites. One of the many that I have on my computer. I just run around until I find
it. Proliferate all
the time. I would like to share a little bit if there's room for me to add to that. One of the things that we've noticed in the string area, I only speak for the string area at this time, is just that we feel like our students have a sort of a bloated schedule of responsibilities. So one of the things that we wanted to communicate to you was that we've been working in our own area to reduce the amount of requirements of our students and to reduce their time on task. And I wanted to share with you a few areas in which, a few ideas that we've been doing in our area before I ask you if you would consider doing the same. The first thing is that we're experimenting with a new orchestra schedule for next semester, which would nearly cut the amount of rehearsal time in half, from about 40 rehearsals per semester to about 25 for both string orchestra, for both chamber ICCO and ICSOs, chamber orchestra and symphony orchestra. We have completely revamped the string area lesson schedules so that we noticed there was lots of areas where this kind of bloating had happened that we hadn't even been aware of. For example, you show up to the dress rehearsal for a recital, and then you have an extra lesson in the week of a recital, and then you have, you know, a special guest artist come in, and then you do a special string retreat, and suddenly all these things start to add up, and at some point the students are doing a whole lot more than it says on paper, and a whole lot more than their Carnegie unit, which we're meant to abide by. In some cases, that seems like there's a deliberate ignoring of that. You know, orchestra is a credit or a half credit, and yet there's a lot of hours that people put in that classroom, so the Carnegie unit doesn't quite apply in those situations, but we all as a school of music, like all schools, sort of see that as just how it works. But we're trying to abide more closely to that in the lessons so that what we require of the students, both time in the classroom and their time practicing, is actually much more closely aligned to the Carnegie unit and to the time on task in mind. So we've experimented with alternative lessons. We do lesson exchange with people go to other people's studios, but that still counts as a lesson. It's not an additional way to go spend more time. We do side-by-side playing with our students, either in the orchestra or in chamber music groups, and we've been able to experiment with passing those groups around to different classrooms and having that be part of the, that being part of their experience. So that's one thing that we generally share, is that we think we've been able to substantively reduce the amount of time on task in our area from just a few years ago. We have a new handbook. We're happy to chat more with you about that. And what we're interested in is to see if it's possible to do that in other areas as well. We hear a lot of things anecdotally from the students, but obviously we're not in the classroom with them and we don't know, and you guys are. What we acknowledge is that all of us would like our programs and our individual courses to be the very best that they can possibly be. And if every single one of us asks 110% from each of our students in every one of our classes, then we get a degree program that is quite overloaded. So what we're trying to do is to allow the flexibility for students to turn 110% into certain areas at certain times in their degree program, but it not to be the entire buffet every day, every week. all the time. So we've, what has helped us is to start to think about maybe a pie chart. And in our pie chart, we have large ensemble, chamber music, and lessons. And maybe that's red, blue, and yellow. But if you flip through the undergraduate experience of our students, maybe it wouldn't look like the same pie all the time. Maybe the red and yellow, it would sort of shift into different shapes. So we found some ways with scheduling where we'd like to allow that flexibility to happen in a way that's appropriate to their development in terms of the amount of independence would be earned after they have more and more skills to bring to bear on this. I'm getting the music playoff. Okay, I'll sum it up. The thing that we wanted to do was to make sure that that kind of thing could happen in THC as well, so that students could be able to turn a real attention to something in some semesters and then have less overloaded time restrictions in other semesters. I know that's a hard discussion to have. The last thing I wanted to say is that I'm not sure we're all using the phrase core curriculum in the same way. And I would just like to say that that might be a touch point if we understand that word to mean something different. One way to use it is to talk about the core THC requirements. Another way would be to talk about the core music requirements, which involves lessons and ensembles and all these other things. Another thing might be to involve the whole school requirements. So I would just ask that we respectfully ask that we use a terminology that's really clarifying in that domain and not just refer to the THC stuff as the music core curriculum, because I think we all agree that there's chamber music and ensembles and lessons, which are all also part of the core experience. So I highlight that.
I just have a question, really.
Yeah.
To what extent did the students have input into the new paradigm you guys are using with strings? And are they evaluating it? And are you getting feedback from them on whether it's working? Because I don't hear that ever.
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
Yes, they're thrilled about it. It showed up in all of the student statements. They really like that clarity. So for example, this is how this impacts your courses. I've been doing this now for 4 semesters. I strive to have completed all of my lessons with my students. Now, I don't prescribe this to other, this won't work in other performance studies areas, so I'm not being prescriptive with this, by the 12th week of classes. So they don't have any required lessons in the last 2 weeks of classes. I put up a lot of sign-up times on my board, and I'm available to my students who want time and need extra work to prepare their juries or whatever else. But my idea is that we have so many experiences on campus that have to culminate in week 14 or 15. Lessons just do not need to be one of those things in my mind. In fact, it might be better for students to have a few extra lessons leading up to their recital hearing or their recital than it would be to have a couple of extra at the very end of the semester before they graduate. So we in our area have striven to do that so that they can turn their attention to their academic work in those weeks, which would be maybe more appropriate, or to their final orchestra performance, which might happen at Lincoln Center in the final week of class or something like that. And we think that there would be a possibility to be even more interactive between areas, so that if we knew this was the crunch time in your area, then we could sort of lighten up our load and we could look at a larger pie chart that maybe has red, blue, and yellow here and green, pink, and purple there, and we could work in that way. So one of the things that we wanted to express to you was, rather than only looking at cutting credits down from 9 to 6 or whatever, we wanted to just ask if there was the possibility to actually just take the edge off a little bit. That's the string.
I'm sorry, I need to go because I'm late for a lesson, but I did want to make this point. We're not actually, in my mind, asking to cut credits. We want like 9 credits of music history, but 2 of them are like sort of the foundational, and the 3rd one might be an elective for certain students with an interest in early music, opera, you know, contemporary music, that there might be like a class or a seminar that they could take as an elective that pertains more to what they want to do as a performer. So we're not saying, oh, we only want 6 credits of music history. We are throwing out as a suggestion for all of you to consider that we do 2 semesters of foundational music history and a 3rd semester of an elective music history that pertains to their interests.
If I can interject, also to your areas of expertise and passion.
Right.
Interest, because we've all had such awesome conversations with you in the hallways about the things that you're passionate about that can't fit in the curriculum. Maybe there's a possibility for all of these things to co.
And wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, if somebody, you know, is just really passionate about a certain area of music history or, you know, and to share that with students who have a similar interest, you know, because this is where they're not getting, like, we have to do this in lessons, which is fine, but it would be great for them to get it in a class or a seminar and be able to do that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Wendy.
Poor students waiting. I just want to
I want to clarify one point that Nick said that, you know, about less hours. Ultimately, the students in orchestras are not doing less hours for a preparation for a concert. They're just doing it in more compact time. So, you know.
I think we might have different data that we're drawing on. So we should clarify that at some point.
I'd like to say I worked for 6 months with Jeff on it, and we counted minutes and hours. So unless there's something that I don't understand about it, then as far as I know, the students have the same amount of rehearsal time. It is just restructured into smaller amounts of weeks.
I wonder if I could add just two things from the piano area. As my colleague said, we're very different animals, all of us, yes. And so the keyboard instruments, as you all know, from pre-Bach to day before yesterday, we have the biggest amount of repertory and the widest, weirdest styles and so on to cover. So for us, I think the feeling is that cutting anything in music history or theory is absolutely unacceptable. If we can go into greater flexibility, of course we would support that. But I think, at least in the way that we have conversed about this, we are looking at this performance, and we are one of the areas that is very willing to experiment with those performance seminars. But it is in these seminars that I think we see us interacting more together, to go in actually into greater depth, as opposed to be cutting. So if we're here and anybody is for very good reason, I'm sure, proposing to go there with being a lower level of intensity of theoretical know-how, the piano area would like to be here. It's just that we need to find a way in which, in fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but Chris can fill you in as to what she has been doing amazingly for us in the piano department, is bringing in the students of each year and orienting them in the library whereabouts and know-hows. And again, that's been something that's been happening under the radar, but I would hope for something like this to extend to a whole performance seminar, to a whole actual semester long or blah, blah, whatever. I mean, we'll work together to see. Les and I have talked about this before. Remember the list year, Les, yes. And David, when David was in the theory, still in the theory area, had David and I discussed and in fact organized a block course on thematic material back in the Chopin year, or was it opposite, maybe less happening here, I forget. But in any case, there was a course that was offered. That's the kind of thing that we were looking at, and I've talked to Sarah about this. The one experience I've had that I thought was mind-boggling at Bard College is where music history and theory is being taught through the prism of the one composer that they're based in the whole year around. So in the case, in the year I was there, it was Alban Berg. And so Alban Berg was the person in the middle, and you started teaching anywhere from pre-Baroque to everything that happened after Alban Berg through the prism of Alban Berg, and through his teachers and through the styles in which he stood for and so on. Now that might be something a little too far out there, although again, the students there loved it. But that's the kind of interaction that I think we're envisioning in the performance studies and in the performance seminars. And also, I'm not quite sure, maybe you guys can correct me on this, I'm not quite sure that the piano department even advocates cutting down any load if we were to put the core into the first 2 years. It would be nice maybe, but I wouldn't want to sacrifice any of the knowledge that the kids get in simply doing away with them because we have less semesters. So we would actually, as much as it impressed our students, we would welcome the pressure to remain the same in all of their growth in the theoretical studies, sightseeing, and all of that, because we think that that's what informs their playing later on in their degree.
And I think one area that we haven't really explored to the full extent is the performance seminar, and that's one place that I think we could really maybe collaborate with you all. The same idea, bringing, maybe even utilizing guest artists who come to the campus and we structure some sort of broader experience and synthesis around that performance or master classes or to kind of get that, we thought that would be a place where we could get at a subject from many different angles through playing, through study, through analysis, through whatever, you know. So we're hopeful that will catch on and we'll be able to do things in that area, and certainly eager to hear if you guys have any ideas around those lines too.
So I'm just gonna jump in. So Voice is extremely interested in collaborating with all of you. We, of course, like we've all said, are very different, but we are probably even more different simply because our musicians have been playing their instruments for many less years. Like, you know, I think about Hadas' students who have probably been out playing their instrument for 15 plus years when they arrive here, and some of ours have been playing them for 6 months.
Not always to good effect.
Right. So the incredible work that you all do in skill building and creating foundational information for them is so paramount to what we do, and we are on our bended knee to what you all give our students, and we don't want to take any of that away. I am personally, and I speak for my department, very concerned about any idea of kind of front-loading that, in that trying to do everything that you all give them in a shorter period of time. I think our little singers might blow up, you know, and I'm very concerned about that, because I really want what you give them to be a deep and long-lasting understanding, and not something that they just have to kind of, like, okay, I did it, and I pass, and I'm moving on. That I want it to soak into them to their DNA level of what you give them, and that and this idea of flexibility and at the, you know, flexible idea at the end of maybe some of these credits. I mean, my dream is to teach song, you know, our song repertoire courses with one of you in the room with me, doing it tandem, one of you, you know, maybe you, then me. I don't know, it's like a dream, and the whole Voice faculty literally salivates at the idea of that. So, we want to play more with you, so.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to the other interactions and meetings that we're gonna have.
Is there anything you need clarified so that as you think this through?
Regardless of the desire to clarify what core means, at least right now, I see a secondary piano, class piano, as a necessary core for the entire school. But I didn't kind of see it on your proposal, except for kind of the idea to do oral skills with or in the same.
Overwhelming, you know, at least response that I'm aware of, but at least one person has been advocating for, why don't we consider integrating this in a way that they don't, again, it's not parceled out to separate faculty and separate classes, that they experience it all together.
Yeah.
So I think in the document, we speak of the core and we designate it as THC. So we also made up schematics, 16 different schematics for each different degree and instrument. And those are divvied up, the credits, in a much different way, and it's NASM. So in NASM, we talk about the major, and that includes specific things, the lessons, the ensembles, the rep classes, and pedagogy, and oddly enough, independent studies. So that's the major, and then there's something called supportive courses, and that's almost everything else that's music, and then there's the liberal arts portion. So it's kind of a, those, it's, everybody knows what these are. So when you speak of core in that sense, it's a little different than this. In ASM language, I don't think there really is a core. There's a major area, and for a performance degree, that's a lot of the playing stuff. And then there's supportive courses. For music ed, it's much different. It's a different sort of parceling out, different containers to put things in. So this use of the word core is specifically in our language to mean the group of courses they take as theory and history here at IC. And it's just for the purposes of this document.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming and presenting all that.